This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. We're brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, the City of CS Preferred Provider List, and the Brat Shop. Please go to our website at cityofcs.com and find out more about our great sponsors and our preferred provider list. Hey, well, today is our first show of the year. It's time to start planning your real estate transactions. You know, whether you're selling or whether you're buying, you need to start planning now, even if it's later in the summer. Plan, plan, plan. So, you know, one thing I've noticed about buyers, especially first-time buyers, they're like so confused. They don't know what to do first. What do I do first? Do I call a realtor? And how much is a realtor going to cost me? And then should I go look at the house? Or should I go to a bank? Should I go to a lender for money? What do I do? Do I call my aunt for money? You know, people, when they buy their first home, they don't know for sure what to do. So I have Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage in the studio with me today. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. First show of the year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Pretty soon we're going to be going to our seventh year of the show.
I know.
Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
goodness
2020.
Gracious, right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Like when we were kids, you know, thinking 2020, okay, you know, by then we're going to be like living up in another planet, that sort of thing. Yeah. Didn't happen. We're still living down here on Earth.
Yeah, which
right?
is a good thing.
And we're still selling homes.
Exactly.
So let's educate buyers, first-time home buyers. You're a lender. I'm a realtor. Who should they go to first?
Well, they should go to the lender first.
There you go.
I know they like to go online and look at homes, and that's really exciting.
Right.
Unfortunately, I do the unfun part of buying a home, but
yes.
You have to get qualified unless you have enough money sitting in the bank to write a check for that home and you need a mortgage. Then you need to come to a lender first because you need to know how much you qualify for, which is actually just as important as finding out if you can qualify. So you don't want to be looking at $500,000 homes if you only can afford a $300,000 home. So it's very important first
and
step.
And vice versa.
Correct.
Right,
yeah. You want to look at $300,000 so you can afford a $500,000 home. Correct.
Could very well be.
Correct.
Yeah. So they call you. We call Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage to get a home loan. What's the first thing you do? You sit down, you talk to him. What do you need?
Yeah, whether it's phone or person, usually obviously we'll chat on the phone first and we can do it over the phone or in person, whatever people prefer. But typically we'll kind of look at their time frames. You know, are they renting? Are they living with family?
Oh yeah, leases.
Yeah, if you're in a lease, when is your lease up? So we kind of get game plan the future basically for them as to when they're really going to be in the market to buy a home, whether it's now or in 3 months or in 6 months, whenever that might be. Once we determine that, then we want to go through the pre-qualification process.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, even if you're buying in 6 months, it's
Absolutely.
Smart to do it today.
Right.
Because if you're qualified, great. Then you know in 6 months you can go out and look for homes. If you're not, then we have time to work on maybe it's a credit issue that you have. Maybe it's job history. Maybe it's you need to be on the job a little bit longer, down payment money, you know, trying to save up a little bit more. So there's a lot of planning we can do in the beginning, even if you're 6 months to a year out from buying, that will significantly help people be ready to buy a home and to obtain a mortgage.
All right. They have all their ducks in a row. You've got all their paperwork that you need. You're going to need bank statements, right?
Pay stubs, W-2s, bank statements. Yeah, all that fun stuff.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
I don't want people to shy away from purchasing a home if you are self-employed. You can help people that are self-employed purchase a home, right?
Correct. The rules are a little different than if you're a salaried employee. Typically, we need 2 years history of self-employment. There are some exceptions to that rule, and I can discuss that with people with their individual circumstances with employment. So, but typically, we need 2 years self-employment on the job and be able to prove that to the lender.
Okay. So, yeah, because I hear from, you know, people are self-employed. Oh, there's no way I'm going to ever be able to buy a house because I'll probably always be self-employed. No, that's not true. You can still purchase a home.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, since it's January, a lot of self-employed people are getting ready to file their taxes. So we can actually sit down with you and pre-plan your tax return, your income for last year being 2019 and qualifying for a mortgage because a lot of self-employed people write too many things off so they don't pay taxes.
Yes.
And it's a double-edged sword because then we can't qualify.
Well, they pay taxes. They just don't pay.
They pay less taxes. Yeah, right. Excuse me. So we can pre-plan that prior to somebody filing their 2019 tax return in 2020.
Right. So it can be kind of sticky, you know, if you're self-employed, but it can be done. There's thousands of people out there that are self-employed that own homes.
There's plenty of self-employed people. Yeah, we just have to pre-plan
again. Even multiple
again.
Homes, right.
Yeah. Again, the important thing is getting back to pre-planning. You can't just snap your fingers and buy a house if you need a mortgage. I mean, if you have the money in the bank, yes, you can snap your fingers and buy a house. But if you need a mortgage, there has to be planning and detail involved to doing it.
There's different types of loans, different terms. So you've got a loan you wouldn't have with cash, but you have conventional FHA and VA. Let's talk about those and the type of people that would use those type of loans. And let's also talk about what closing costs are, because a buyer really needs to know what a closing cost is.
Correct. So the three traditional types of mortgages, and there's other types, but these are the three that are primarily used in our industry, is a conventional loan. Those are typically for people that are a little more established credit-wise, higher credit scores, maybe a little bit more money down. We can do conventional loans with as little as 3 or 5% down. So a lot of people think you have to put 20% down to get a conventional loan, but you do not. So it just depends on your circumstance, 3 or 5% down for that program. FHA, also kind of called the first-time homebuyer program. You don't have to be a first-time homebuyer, but again, they're tailored towards maybe people that don't have as much established credit. Maybe their credit scores are a little bit lower, less down payment. They're just a little bit more forgiving than a conventional mortgage is for people that are either first-time homebuyers or maybe don't have perfect credit. And then you have a VA loan, which is for obviously eligible active duty or retired veterans, similar to an FHA loan in terms of qualification, but they don't carry mortgage insurance. They're great loans, but again, you have to be a veteran or active duty to obtain that loan. Mm-hmm.
So veterans, when you use a VA loan, well, first of all, let's back up. What are closing costs?
Okay, closing costs. So when you hear a no closing cost loan, to me, it's kind of a crock, excuse my expression. Mm-hmm. Every loan has closing costs. When you buy a home or you refinance a home, there's fees involved. Typically, you're going to have an appraisal fee. Typically, you're going to have title fees for title insurance. And there's going to be lender fees for underwriting, processing loan docs, and such. Also, you're going to have, in addition to that, you're going to have what we call prepaid expenses. So you have property taxes and homeowners insurance on your home. Well, 95% of people escrow their taxes and insurance with their mortgage payment. So they're also going to take, they're going to pay a year of homeowners insurance at closing up front. They're also going to escrow a couple months of taxes and insurance and put them into your new escrow account. There's also prepaid interest on your mortgage from the day we close to the end of the month. So if you wrap all that together, it depends on the loan amount, but you're probably looking at somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 for that all together. Obviously, the higher loan amounts is going to be closer to the $7,000 mark. Lower loan amounts would be closer to the $5,000 mark. So that's something you need to plan in addition to your down payment.
Okay, that's an addition.
In addition to your
now,
down payment.
Now, we don't want to scare people away here because people are like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. There's certain ways of doing certain things. An offer for a home could be written asking the seller to pay for some of these expenses, the closing costs. So, and again, it just depends, like you say. I mean, somebody's got a credit score of 780 versus a person that's got a credit score of 620. There's going to be a difference there, right, in closing costs?
Maybe a little bit in closing costs, but definitely for sure in interest rate.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to pay more for the loan if you have a 620. Just like an auto loan, you know, any loan you get, the higher your credit score, the better the terms on the loan you're going to receive.
That makes perfect sense. Typically, I mean, what type of loans do you typically do in your office? Which one's more popular in your office?
About 50% of our loans we do are conventional. Last week, ironically, you asked me that. I just did some research. So we're about 50% conventional, 30% VA, and 20% FHA.
Oh, okay.
That was last year. The year before, we did a little bit more VA, but we do a lot of VA loans, obviously, here in Colorado Springs with all the military bases. So 80% of what we do is VA and conventional.
And you all do a lot of loans.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're going to do about 120 this year.
That's pretty darn good.
So, yeah. We're just a little shop.
And everything from first-time home buyers to very seasoned buyers.
Yes.
And even
investors. Right. Seasoned home buyers, first-time home buyers. Yeah. Right. We can help anybody.
So we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. When we come back, Ryan and I are going to continue to talk about the real estate process and buying a home, getting a loan. And I'm also going to tell you sellers, if you're going to sell your home, how I can save you a ton of money when it comes to sell your home. So come on back, listen and learn. Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I have Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage in the studio with me today. And Ryan is my go-to guy when it comes to lending. And we've been talking about different types of loans and really educating a buyer who wants to buy a home for the first time, or even seasoned buyers. So your office, you do conventional FHA and VA loans. But you also do a streamline, and then we talked about streamline, and then you also do a bridge.
Correct. Yeah. So we do refinances as well. Mm-hmm. So you can do a FHA and VA allow you to do a streamline loan. So you can literally take your loan you have now, refinance it. Very minimal documentation, very easy to do, and lower your rate and payment. It's super, super easy. Bridge loans, little more complicated, but if someone's selling a home and they want to try to buy another house before they sell the home and they need to tap into the equity in their home before they sell it, we have that program available as well. The qualifications are a little more stringent on those, but again, if somebody has a question, they can call. The most important thing I would say, and I think Debbie would agree with me, is beginning of the year now, 2020, if you want to buy a home, the most important thing to do is to sit down with a lender. If you're worried about your income, if about your credit, don't worry about it. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you to get you on the path to buy a home. Not everybody's ready to buy a home today. It might take 6 months. It might take a year. But if you meet with a mortgage professional, then you can be put on a plan and a path of success if you follow it to be ready to buy a home. It's very important.
You know, sometimes people say, oh my God, a year is going to take me a year. A year goes by so fast, incredibly fast. So if it takes you a year to buy a home, it's worth it. You know, just following your process, which you do in your office and how you guide people from point A to point B, from one point to the other to get to closing. And you and I have worked with people that have had pretty rough credit and you were able to give them a plan to where they could purchase a home.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know how to get out of the rut that they're in. You got bad credit. They're trying to pay off credit cards. They're working diligently with that. And, you know, both the spouses are working, what have you. And they just need guidance on where to put their money and how to use their money. A lot of people don't know how to do that.
That's exactly it. And, you know, people go through divorces and all kinds of different events in their life. They lose their job. So we're not here to judge anybody. Everybody on planet Earth has gone through some kind of financial trouble in their life. So, again, we're not here to judge anybody. We're here to help get a home. And a lot of people are ready right now. Even if you have okay to not okay credit, you might be able to qualify for a house. If not, then we can put you on a path. We have a lot of people, and I know Debbie would agree with me, that come in and they're not ready to buy right away, but they want to buy.
Right.
So pre-plan, buying a home is usually the biggest thing you're ever going to buy in your life, and it's not something you just snap your fingers and do.
Right. So they go see Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, and while you're in there, you're going through the whole plan and everything, and then they give me a call because you have told them that they can go and look for a home now.
Correct.
We are not going to go look for a home until you are ready to purchase a home. There is no sense at all for any realtor to show a buyer a home if they are not ready to buy. It's a waste of my time, but it's a waste of your time too, the buyer. And there's nothing more aggravating than seeing something that you really, really love, but you can't have it. So I can't stand window shopping. I hate the window shop. If I'm going to go shopping, I know what I want. I go in and I get it. I'm just not one of these people like to browse. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? But some people like to do that. I don't like to do that. And I've had some people that want to go look at homes, but they're not ready yet. And I tell them straight up, no, this is going to mess with your brain so much. Don't do it. You know, if you want to look at homes, go on to realtor.com and look at homes. There's just no sense in doing that. So plan accordingly. So let's talk about the relationship between a lender and a realtor. Me as a realtor, I connect with the lender because we're a team. We're helping people buy a home. So we've got Mr. and Mrs. Smith that had really lousy credit. They visited with you. Now they're ready to buy a home. So I go show them a home. We find a home. I write the offer. I submit a pre-qual or pre-approval with them. Let's talk about the pre-qual or pre-approval.
Yeah, once we've gone through the process of pre-approving somebody and we let Debbie know that they're ready to go look for homes, once you're ready to put an offer on a home that you like, then I will send Debbie a letter to attach with your offer. So when you send your offer to that seller, the seller knows you have been pre-approved for a mortgage.
Right. So I attach that with the offer. You never want to have a realtor that does not attach your pre-qualification with the offer because the seller gets it and like, okay, where's the pre-qual? How do I know they can even qualify to buy this home?
Unless your offer says cash.
Right.
And somebody has the money in the bank.
Right.
Correct.
So you have to have a team that works together. It's kind of aggravating when you have a lender and a realtor that doesn't work together because there's no communication there. They have to have communication. Now, you talked about closing costs. That's a cost that they have to pay in order to get a loan. And that's the financial world. That is separate from the realtor world. A realtor should never act like a lender, not unless they're one of those unfortunates. And I say unfortunate because I do not like this. I do not like it when a realtor is also a lender or a lender is a realtor. It just drives me nuts. We'll talk about that one day on my show, okay? Why I feel that way. But there's not very many that are around that have both licenses. Thank goodness for that. But I do not cross the line into the lending field. I refer out to Ryan, who has the knowledge about loans. I do not. I know very basic things, but I don't know the detail things. And I am not a licensed lender. Same thing with Ryan, right?
Yeah, I don't give any real estate advice because it's not my area of expertise.
Right. Yeah. So you don't.
And we don't want to incur liability if we tell somebody the wrong thing in a field that we're not an expert in. Correct.
Right. So we hope that if you're ready to buy a home, that are ready to refinance a home, that you'll call Ryan Herbig. And then if you're ready to buy a home, use us as your team. What is your contact information?
Office number 719-228-6055. And my mobile phone is 719-659-0043.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. 719-228-6055 is the office. And cell phone is 719-659-0043.
So these are the numbers you can call to reach Ryan. If he loses phone numbers, no big deal. You can give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. So Ryan, in talking about the process, I just want to bring up to buyers that when you connect with a realtor, you should never, ever, ever have to pay a fee for a realtor if you're buying a home. There's no reason to. Who do we get paid by? We get paid by the seller pays the listing agent, the listing company. That's a sign that you see in the front yard. And they turn around and they pay us. That's how it goes. Okay. So if you're buying a home, do not shy away from connecting with a realtor. You do not have to pay them. And if they try to charge you, go to another realtor. Hopefully that realtor is me, and I'm going to educate you on the process, once again, like we've had on the show today, step by step of how to buy a home. Now, if you're a seasoned buyer out there, what's a seasoned buyer going to look for in a loan, in a lender? What are they going to look for?
Experience.
There you go.
Somebody that knows the process, that's going to make it smooth, basically, because they've done it before.
Right.
And they know what's going on.
They know what to look for. And typically, a seasoned buyer is going to have all the documents readily available because they've been thinking for a while anyways, right?
Correct.
So, but you know, it's just, I really want people out there that have never bought a home before to not shy away. Do not be afraid to buy a home. It's a huge step. The first time I went through it, I was 19 years old, but my dad was by my side with my money. My parents never paid for anything. So that's who I had my guidance from, was my dad. And so I want people to know out there that we work as a team and we can guide right next to our buyers. And we can help them from, you know, like if you have bad credit, to getting a home.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've seen that. And it's wonderful. And people have a sense of accomplishment.
I highly recommend, if you don't own a home and you're even remotely interested or thinking about buying a home, in my history, people that own real estate are worth much more money than people that rent. So if it's something you're looking into, I would not hesitate calling me and going through the process to buy a home. Even if it takes a year, that's okay. We can hold your hand through the process and help you. And 10 years from now, you will be way better off financially.
Do not be afraid. Hey, Ryan, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's so enlightening, really, when we have these shows, because I get phone calls from people like, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah. So, again, your phone number is
228-6055.
And your cell phone number is?
659-0043.
And my phone number is 719-641-1357. So, at the end of the first segment of my show, I gave those two that are selling my little tidbit of how I can save you money listing your home. So there's going to be a lot of sellers, like there always is a spring and summertime. When you choose a realtor, there's so many different things to look for. And I'm going to be talking about that in the next week or two on a different show. But what's really important with most sellers is how much they're going to pay for the services of a realtor. I want you to go to cityofcs.com, find out all about our flat listing fee. We are the only and the original flat listing fee company here in Colorado Springs. And you might find that too good to be true. Well, it's not. It's not a gimmick. We do it all the time and people are absolutely amazed. And we still have a professional photographer. We don't cut any corners. We just do a flat listing fee. We're different. And we truly try to make your real estate experience more affordable. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. And go to our website, cdcs.com. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com. That's The Brat Shop, SHOPPE.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, I bet that was a lot of enlightenment for you, wasn't it? Hey, if you need any more information, give me a call. Deborah Elliott Schultz, 719-641-1357. Have a fantastic week, my friends. Happy New Year throughout the entire year. I hope it's really a blessed year for you. Hey, remember, arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And also, it's never too late. Become the person you were meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.